From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Chinese authorities are trying to quash public outrage over a high-speed train crash last month that killed 40 people. The government has issued numerous directives to the media not to investigate the causes of the crash and instead to publish or broadcast stories of uplift and national unity. One order reads, "Do not question, do not elaborate." David Bandersky has been monitoring coverage of the train accident in the Chinese media. He's a researcher at the University of Hong Kong's China Media Project. And David, are these directives working? Has the media obeyed the order to not do hard-hitting coverage of this story?
Well, the first band, the ones that you just read there, media were quite successful in breaking through. Those were bans that were issued July 23rd, the day that the crash happened. So media were told to keep it positive, to focus on stories of great love in the face of great tragedy. And we sort of saw that happening the following day. But within 48 hours, we had media asking much tougher questions. And by the time Monday rolled around and Tuesday, we were seeing very hard hitting coverage from media in China. And then we had another round of bans at the end of the week, basically 1 week through this tragedy. On July 29th, the Central Propaganda Department had had enough, and they said, stop it.
Some of those tougher questions that were being asked originally had to do with not just what caused the crash itself, but also what happened after. Was the investigation into this basically physically buried as they buried the wreckage of this train?
It certainly looked that way because we had a very short rescue effort. Many Chinese were watching this happen in real time through the microblogs. People were posting video and photos and eyewitness accounts from Wenzhou. And it seemed that the rescue effort was really stopped too quickly. And the priority was to get the trains running again. And that angered a lot of Chinese people. So there weren't really, the answers weren't forthcoming. Why did this happen? The initial statement from the railway ministry was that it was a lightning strike. And then another response they had was to fire three local level railway ministers. So people and Chinese media again are saying, well, if it was a lightning strike, why are you firing party leaders? Why is that the response?
And when you say that the push was to get trains running again, there's an image that really crystallizes that, an image of another high-speed rail train passing over a viaduct under which is the wreckage of this destroyed train.
That's right. And that image did become quite emblematic, I think, of the problems here. So we saw that image in a really important story from the official government news agency, Xinhua News Agency, on Monday. And that was a story that actually was quite instrumental in encouraging a lot of Chinese media to push harder in their coverage.
Well, what about now? Have you seen a real retrenchment in the media in terms of how this train crash is being covered?
Well, we have seen a little bit of coverage since the second round of propaganda orders came last Friday, but we really haven't seen the kind of coverage that we saw last week. So we saw them ramping up on that Friday, the 29th, but that night, because of these propaganda directives, newspapers had to backpedal really fast, and a lot of them had to drop their coverage.
What does it say to you, the crackdown on the media about this story, about this high-speed rail crash, what does that say about the sensitivity of this issue and the primacy of high-speed rail for Chinese authorities?
Well, it does say quite a bit. The development of high-speed rail has been a major prestige project for a number of years. The Chinese government has poured billions and billions of dollars into this. And interestingly, as we saw the coverage this week, one of the concerns people had was that it was too fast. The growth was that it happened too fast and there wasn't enough oversight and concern about safety.
David Bandersky is a researcher at the University of Hong Kong's China Media Project. David, thanks very much.
Thanks.